We all know how important the humble bee is from an environmental perspective. We're going to be talking about that throughout the programme, so Philip is going to stay with us. Well, a new Irish company is now taking this message into the nation's primary schools. They're called Secret Life, and their current focus is on biodiversity in our local ecosystem through the eyes of the wild bee. This week, they brought their unique presentation to School Wirra in Shankill in Dublin, and producer Pat O'Mahony went along to find out more.
White girls from first to third, I'm delighted to say you are now free to go down to the hall with your teachers, please, for the Secret Life of Bees.
My name's Joseph Campbell, and I'm a representative of the Secret Life of Ireland's Bees.
Okay, first class, over here, first. Hello, first class, sit here at the end of the mat.
And we do exhibitions in biodiversity and ecosystem, travelling around primary schools.
Sitting on your bottoms with your legs crossed in front of you, very good call.
So my Monday morning is essentially a 105-year-old sat in front of me, and I come in for an hour and teach them about how bees operate within the wider ecosystem. Obviously, we look at honeybees and teach about honeybees and beeswax, but we're mostly interested in wild bees. Not an awful lot of people know about the wild bees, who make up the largest portion of the bee populations and pollinate 90% of all of the flowers here on planet Earth. Honeybees are important because they give us honey and beeswax, but even of the plants that they pollinate or brought in to pollinate by farmers, they only pollinate about 30 to 40% of those. The rest are pollinated by the wild or solitary bees.
Now, Ireland's bees, they do so much work for us in our environment, keeping it beautiful, and they provide us with so many great products. Hands up, who knows any of the great products that bees provide for us humans? Yes?
Honey.
Honey. That's right. Give him one clap. And can everybody say honey?
Honey.
Do you guys only do bees, or is this just what you're doing at the moment?
Bees are just what we're doing at the moment. We look at ecosystems generally, and ecosystems in and around Ireland and in and around the school playground. Next up, we're looking at hedgerows, the disappearing hedgerows, and how they affect the ecosystems. And other programmes in the future will be the coast, rock pools, how the Irish coast is affected and the ecosystem of water.
And for thousands of years, we've been collecting honey from the honeybees, and we also turn honey into medicine. Yes, that's right.
We're standing here in the hall in School Wirra in Shankill, and you have a lot of exhibits up in their screens. So how does it work?
It's a bit like a pantomime show for the younger ones. So there's lots of interaction. I have a couple of puppets with me, and I get them up holding puppets up and doing interactions with how the bees interact with the wildflowers.
I need a volunteer. Someone sitting properly with their hand up in the air. That girl there with the glasses. Give her a big round of applause.
For this younger one, we look at the relationship between bees and flowers. With the older one, the 4th, 5th and 6th, we look more into the anatomy of bees and how bees are different from other insects and how they're similar to other insects, where they came from the wasps, and we push closely then into the wild bees. We get away from the honeybees with the older one.
100 million years ago, there were no bees, but there were owls.
I'm Patricia Slavin, Principal at School Wirra.
I'm Mary O'Sullivan, Homeschool Community Liaison Coordinator of School Wirra. What
about you? That's a title and a half, Mary.
It is a title and a half.
Whose idea was it to bring Secret Life in?
Well, I can say that an email came, as many emails come. I discussed it with Mary, rather passed it over to Mary, and Mary said, you know what, Patricia, this is a rather good idea, I think.
Why did you like it, Mary?
Well, we had kept bees ourselves when my children were small, because what happened was a man moved in next door to us, and he was a beekeeper, and he said to us, do you mind very much if I keep a beehive in my garden? And as a result, my children became really interested, and we got ourselves a beehive, and the kids did a course in beekeeping, and We kept the bees for a number of years. We had the hats and we had the smokers, we had all the gear. And then eventually they lost interest. But I would come home from work earlier than anybody else and the bees would have swarmed yet again. And you'd have people ringing on the door saying, they're down there, Mary.
Now, around 100 million years ago, the flowering plants, they began to emerge. And the wasps, well, they realised that pollen was another form of protein. And protein's good because it helps our...
For Mary and myself, one of the, I suppose, fortuitous and one of the better ideas for us, we felt, in having the bees this week was because it was Science Week.
I actually looked up the dates of Science Week and I thought, because Science Week can be a bit of a headache for teachers if they're not very scientific. Everybody thinks it's a big deal, you know, or it's all about experiments or all that sort of stuff. Whereas about much more than that, it's about looking around you. You know, for the junior intimates, you could be watching how the puddles evaporate. And this just seemed to be a nice fit all for everybody because we've got a lot of space around us. We have a whole corridor there. You see that those trees along there? That's our corridor for wildlife. So it's just... it's something they can all do at different levels. And yes, we picked it because it was this week. Is that right? We picked the day.
Absolutely. Yeah. There is no doubt about that. Up to now, a lot of our children and indeed teachers, dare I say, would consider that science was all about experiments. Yeah. It's not all about experiments. Yeah. It's all around us. It's nature. And what better way than to bring the secret life of bees?
Now, the honeybees, well, they get their protein from pollen.
Here you are in deepest, darkest Shankill, as urban as you can get. You're not the city centre, but it's not green meadows as far as the eye can see. Bees in Shankill?
We just felt it was a very good idea for the children to learn what is actually on their doorstep. This is nature as they should know it. It's all around them. And as it happens, we have a Green Schools Committee, and this year the focus is on biodiversity, which fits in very nicely.
Honeybees, they have a very interesting way of communicating. When a honeybee finds a big field of flowers, it needs to tell the other honeybees where to find them. And does anybody know how does it do that? Yes. It does a waggle dance. Teachers, do you think you could do the waggle dance?
Yeah!
Well, let's see if the teachers can do it first. Give the teachers a big round of applause. Yeah. Now, teachers, it goes wiggle, waggle, wiggle, waggle, big circle to the left. Wiggle, waggle, wiggle, waggle, big circle to the right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see everybody on your feet. Okay, let's do it.
Do the waggle dance, honeybee. Do the waggle dance. Show us where the nectar is. Do the waggle dance.
Joe, that was brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That was absolutely brilliant. Mary and myself reckon that we would have succeeded if every single child learnt at least one fact. Yes, yes. I think we all learned more than one fact. It's brilliant.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
They were colourblind. I didn't know they couldn't see red.
Yeah.
It was great. Every single child there learned something, I'm fairly sure. I mean, Mary and myself were discussing it before you came. We were thinking it's a great way for the children to learn. It's just something a little bit different, but they're learning without realising they're learning. Yeah, yeah. And that's the secret.
Today. I'm fine, sister honeybee. Would you like a snack to help you on your way? How kind of you to offer. I thought you'd never say, sister honeybee, don't hesitate. You can help me pollinate. We'll do the waggle dance.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
What did you learn?
A lot of things about bees. And I learned pollination and the body of the bees and how the bees learn to grow up.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
What did you think?
It was great. I liked the wiggle waggle.
You like the dance, huh?
Yeah.
What did you learn about bees? Anything you didn't know before you came in this morning?
I did not know that a wasp turns into a bee.
Oh, that evolves over many, many millions of years.
Yeah.
And did you know about being careful around wasps and bees?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I think it was very good.
What do you remember?
The bees have four wings.
two big ones and two small ones.
You didn't know that?
No, I only thought he had two.
What was your favourite bit of the morning?
The wiggle waggle.
Hi guys, did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
What did you learn?
I learned that the bees have four rings and that a wasp can sting you many times.
And did you know about being careful around wasps and bees?
Yeah, I learned that you have to be still and don't move.
Very good. And what was your favourite part of the morning?
The wiggle waggle.
I think everyone liked the wiggle. Did you like the wiggle waggle, Dan?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was funny.
What else did you like about the morning?
Learning about bees.
And what did you learn? Do you remember?
That when a wasp is going to sting you, you have to stay really still and be very quiet.
Was that a surprise?
Yeah.
Would you normally have made a lot of noise and ran away?
Yeah.
So you know better now?
Yeah.
What was your favourite part of the day?
The wiggle waggle.
I think you all liked the wiggle waggle dance, did you?
Yeah.
Secretlife.ie is the website.